You did not do your assignment? James asked. His voice was loud, much louder than my feeble heart could handle. I cringed. I would be damned if my dad got to hear that I had not done my assignment. After he had spent so much to hire James Rutherford, the private tutor, as my math teacher. I wondered why he'd settled for being a math teacher, when a body as sexy as his could easily earn him fame as a fan favorite model. James Rutherford was sexy as fuck, but that did not change the fact that his high-pitched voice could get me in trouble with my dad. Could you please keep it on the hush? My voice was no more than a whisper. Please, my dad shouldn't hear about this. James was sitting across from me at the home study, our seats separated by a portable wooden desk. He rose to his feet and stood akimbo as he tried to think. My dad had hired him 3 weeks ago, and he'd been coming every Saturday morning to tutor me. My dad had never stepped into the study while I learned, but I feared that if James kept speaking to me in a high-pitched voice, Dad would be here at any time. You know what, Aviva? James asked. What? The frown on my face bared my cluelessness. I watched him, my keen ears alert to hear his response. His only response was a sigh, and then he walked away, headed for the exit. Wait! I sprang to my feet in an attempt to stop him from leaving, but James had no intention of leaving, at least not for the next 2 hours. He'd only walked over to the door to close it. I heaved a sigh of relief as he closed the door. He turned around to face me, his deep blue eyes settling on mine in a way that made me feel vulnerable, as though I were a prey and he were a predator. I shouldn't accept this strange feeling. I should never feel so vulnerable in front of any man. But James was not just any man. He was the one man I could never get enough of. I hadn't met him until 3 weeks ago, and each night, thoughts of him kept me up, with a finger or two in between my legs. Maybe it wasn't right to be so strongly attracted to my teacher. I was only 18 after all, and he was somewhere in his mid-20s, but I couldn't help the tingle between my legs each time I was near him. Each time he looked at me, melted my heart with those bold, amorous eyes that seemed to read right through me. He walked over to the front of the desk, bent over, and glued his broad palms to the furniture. I'm going to have to punish you, Aviva, he said, to give you something to remember when next you want to be bad. I gulped, and then I nodded. There was no way around this. I would have to be punished. Take off your pants, he ordered. What? I asked. Choosing to ignore my question, he straightened his spine and slowly unbuckled his black leather belt. He slipped the belt out of his belt loops and ran his left hand over it, while grasping it firmly with his right hand. I would have to comply. If I didn't, my dad would know that I had taken math lessons for granted. I had never been flogged with a belt before. At first, the fear of the unknown left me shaken. But the emotion faded away once I looked at the bright side. My heartthrob would get to see my bare ass. I peeled my pants off my skin and slowly stepped out of the fabric. His eyes roamed my body, settled on my inner thighs, and traveled up to my pussy, which hid beneath my cotton panties. That too, he said. Without a choice, I peeled off my panties as well, showing off my clean-shaven pussy. I caught a glint in his eyes, but I could only stare at it for a brief moment. Come over here. His voice trembled noticeably as he spoke. I walked around the desk to meet him. He turned me around, so I stood with my back to him. I gripped the edge of the desk for support. I felt his hand on the small of my back, pushing me forward, so my back arched and my ass shot out towards him. I gritted my teeth as I awaited the first lash of James's belt, but what I felt instead was a thick, pulsating rod tearing its way through my pussy. My pussy lips parted, accommodating him and urging him to go deeper. I was an absolute slut, my pussy already dripping wet. My pussy clenched around the neck of his cock. It sought to put up resistance. I moaned, my voice low and breathy. I glanced behind to see James's cock, but he turned my neck back around and grabbed a fistful of my hair to hold me in place while he fucked me. I was yet to see James's cock, but the fullness inside of me told me he was no less than 9 inches long. My pussy walls quivered around his thick girth and squeezed him hard enough to force a whimper through his lips. He started off slow, so I concluded he would fuck me with deep, long strokes, his pace slow and steady. But he suddenly grabbed my waist with his free hand, pulled me down to his groin, and simultaneously thrust forward. He pinned me down with his cock, pulled me back by my hair, and leaned forward to whisper into my left ear as he started to pound my pussy. "Will you be bad again?" he whispered as he fucked me. His voice was labored, breathy, turning me on even more. "Will you?" He pounded me harder, faster, each thrust generating a clapping sound. My breasts jiggled beneath my clothes, mimicking the jiggling movement of his balls as they kept slapping into me. "You're so huge," I cried. "But you love it," he whimpered. "You dirty bitch." He fucked me harder. "You love that my huge cock is fucking you so hard," he said, "stretching your pussy like a slut." Fuck. And he was right. I loved it. I fucking loved it. He let go of my hair and grabbed my hips with both hands. He shoved me back and forth, his cock reaching deeper inside of me. "Oh, fuck," he growled. He shoved his cock out of me, whirled me around, and forced me to my knees. He pulled away from me and tucked his now flaccid cock away in his pants. "Now," he spoke breathlessly, "let us begin our lesson for the day. Calculus.